Love where you live. We are Radio Newark.
Hey, 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 Kevin Guthrie here, talking all things mental health and well-being. If I had some jingle bells, I would be ringing them right now, because this is yet another one of our Christmas specials. We have a guest in the studio. We have a returner. We have Fran Tricarico. Welcome, Fran.
You said it right as well. Thank you.
I know. I've been practicing that name. Let me tell you. Tricarico. Got it down.
Bless you.
Me and you are going to talk about Christmas.
Yeah,
the big C word, because it is heading towards us. And I guess as this goes out, we will be just a week, 2 weeks away from it. How do you feel about Christmas?
I love Christmas. I really do. I start counting down when the kids get back to school in September. You know, it's like, oh, it's getting crisp outside.
What do you love about Christmas?
The magic and something to look forward to, the build-up. Build-up's better than the actual day, let's be honest.
Yeah.
It gives hope and something to look forward to every year.
Yeah.
People need something to look forward to in life.
Yeah, we do. Plans.
Yeah.
What's your favourite part? So you say then the build-up is... The build-up, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. The build-up, the going to little places, meeting up with friends, even when the Costa, Starbucks or shops, the local shops, putting the coffees with the Santas on.
Yeah.
You know, the coffee cups. I love it. It's so sad.
Can it start too soon for you?
It can, if I'm honest. You know,
August
is too soon. They do start, don't they?
I thought you were going to say November.
No.
Okay, so have you got your Christmas decorations up?
No, okay, too soon for that. I think 1st of December onwards.
Right.
Before that, it's overkill.
Right, okay. So we are now on the 25th of November as we are recording this.
Yeah.
So the 1st is a Sunday.
Yeah, that's when mine will be up.
Right, okay. Okay, I can go with that.
But people have put theirs up because the lights switch on yesterday.
Yeah.
Put them up. I went for a walk last night. So many trees are up.
Yeah.
I was like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, I did see that.
But if that makes them happy, it doesn't matter. Yeah. Some people are scared to do it, what they want.
Yeah. Yeah, and you hit the nail on the head then. It's about what they want. I'm not against people putting up Christmas decorations if that's what they want, if it makes them happy, but don't follow suit because other people are doing it.
Yes, I agree. That's why I haven't done it earlier.
Yeah. Yeah. So, magic, you love the beforehand. Mm-hmm. Is there any areas that you don't look forward to?
Sometimes it's the... You know, visiting family can be a bit stressful. Do you go and visit? When do you go and visit? The type of presents you buy people can be stressful. So now I have stopped saying, so to my sisters, what does your niece and... So my niece and nephew, what do they want? I just go with what I think.
Yeah.
Rather than asking and getting stressed and waiting on responses. Oh, no, they've got that. I'll just get a nice gift that I know they'll like.
Yeah.
So I've stopped doing that. So that can be, it is stressful for people, isn't it?
Yeah.
Families is the hard bit. Or where you go, Christmas Day.
I was going to ask you a question, that I can't ask it you because it's too personal. With the family stuff, I get that. And a lot of people, particularly when it gets to Christmas, they go, well, I have to see this person and that person and that person. And I'm like, why?
Yeah.
Why do you do that?
I know.
I said to somebody earlier, maybe if there is an expectation that you will see certain family members, then maybe go and see them in November or in January, or say, I'm going to come and see you in January, really, really busy over Christmas, and just give yourself that bit of a break.
Yeah, great.
Is that something you could do?
You can, because you're communicating. So some people just hide from it and then go, January, oh, you know, can I see you now? And then they're already annoyed, aren't they?
Yeah.
And that's where the fallouts happen.
Yeah.
If you can communicate that you're busy, things are going on, can we do something in November? Can we do it in January? What's wrong with that? Nothing's wrong with that.
Perfect, because you're being upfront and honest about
it. That's exactly what I do, yeah.
So what you're going to do then?
Oh, yes, no, I've learned to do this though.
Right, okay.
I've been so anxious, oh God, do I do that? How do I say it? Just have a nice conversation.
Yeah.
Be open and honest. It does work, yeah.
What do you think people's fears are around having that open conversation?
Fallout, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah, friction.
They won't hear the honesty.
Yeah.
I won't accept it.
And it actually, when you do communicate, it turns out fine anyway. So
yeah.
You've built this image in your head and it's always wrong.
Yeah.
We all do it.
Well, I wonder as well how many people are in similar situations where if you step forward and said, look, we were thinking, can we see you in November or January? They go, oh, Thank goodness for that, the relief.
Yeah, they're thinking the same, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. So someone's got to be that bigger person and take control. I try and take control a lot.
Yeah.
Because it just feels better that you're, you know, stepping forward with it. They can say yes or no. And if they do say no, oh, I really want to see you in December, you work something out.
Yeah.
And you can video call. You don't have to be there in person anymore.
even if you're just down the road.
Yeah, definitely.
So how else for you would you make your Christmas less stressful?
Less stressful. I like to be prepared as well. So I like to do all my Christmas shopping a few weeks before Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Do. So whether that's late night shopping or walking, just being prepared a bit early, writing lists.
Yeah.
And sorting the kids out. So they do their lists quite early. And everyone's like, God, you're mad. I ask them in October.
Yeah.
Can you start writing your lists? That helps me, especially with running a business.
Yeah, well, I was just going to say that. So running your own business at the minute, which must be crazy as it's expanding and you're taking on employees.
Yes.
And a mum, how do you... Because I know that a lot of people listening to this will be going, how do you do all that?
Again, being organised. Yeah. I even write stuff in my Outlook calendar.
Yeah.
Silly things. Cancel this. Buy this.
Yeah.
Look for that, what Bella wanted. Luca wanted that. Black Friday's coming up.
Yeah.
Search. Make time.
Yeah.
Everyone's got the same time in the day.
Schedule it in.
Yeah. It basically is scheduling it in.
Yeah.
It's like a routine.
Even the smaller things.
Even the smaller things.
I'm sure that in my calendar, it tells me when we're doing the Christmas food shopping.
There you go.
Because I was like, because literally we were like, when are we doing the food shopping? And I was like, I don't know. And my partner was like, well, it's got to happen.
That's a really good point, isn't it? I don't really have to do my Christmas food shop because I go to my mum's.
Oh, right, okay.
So I'll buy bits and I'll buy stuff to go to hers. But that is stressful for people. How busy is it?
Yeah.
I hate going to Asda or anywhere where there's queues and piles up. I'd rather do it in the middle of the night. I'll wake up at 3 a.m. if I have to.
I think we decided we have to do it on the Sunday.
What's that for? What day does Tuesday is it?
Wednesday. Christmas Day's on a Wednesday. Christmas Eve, my partner finishes work. We go for Christmas drinks and then we drive.
So you don't want to do it Christmas Eve?
Well, we're driving to a cottage on the East Coast, so that's not happening.
No.
Monday, working all day. Yeah. Maybe Monday night, so Sunday.
Sunday.
Yeah.
What about your fresh stuff? That's what they said. The fresh stuff needs to be one day before.
I have no idea.
Yes, it's horrible, isn't it? You can't.
See, in my head, I'd be going, what fresh stuff? If I don't want fresh stuff, I won't have fresh stuff.
I know. Maybe. People have got their precise things, haven't they?
We made up a pizza on a previous recording, and the pizza was, so it was pizza with pigs in blanket on top, maybe a bit of turkey, maybe a bit of cranberry sauce.
Sounds really good.
For Christmas dinner. For Christmas dinner.
That is an amazing idea, though, isn't it? It's to sell in a shop. Christmas pizza.
Well, we were just going to make it at home.
Are you doing that?
No, but it's a great idea.
Because if you do, put it on your Instagram. That's an amazing idea. Oh, my God. Dare to be different.
Somebody is so going to pick that idea up and run with it. Yeah. On the shelves next year.
It's going to
go viral. On the shelves next year will be pizza with pigs in blanket on top, turkey and cranberry.
That's such a good idea. I like caramelised onion, but that's not going
to
work.
We need to copyright that.
Quick then. What do you do?
We'll Google it later. We'll Google how to copyright it before it goes out on air. So we're trying to reduce stress. There are so many social expectations. Like you mentioned one earlier, going to family, mm-hmm. going to visit family. Why do you think that we, all of a sudden, at this time of year, that becomes a thing that we have
people
to do?
Wait to see each other for Christmas to see their family.
Yeah.
It's their traditional event because they put it off all year.
Traditions again. Traditions, social expectations.
Yeah. Social media does that as well with everything. Like, you know, the Christmas Eve boxes I've been seeing.
Ooh.
And people post pictures and it can make you feel like crap because I'm a bad mum, I never did them. I didn't get the pyjamas, the hot chocolate, the little books and the sweets.
The DVD, are you doing it this year?
No.
Good.
Mine are too old anyway. Well, they're not. No, they're not too old. You're never too old, but no, I'm not.
I was talking with somebody earlier and they particularly talked about Christmas Eve boxes and how much they dislike them. And I get it because for me it's another thing that has to happen and they're all on social media. Yeah. I didn't even know what they were until last year.
Yeah, the new thing. They're lovely though. They are lovely.
Yeah, but it's another expectation, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It's something else, and everybody's going, well, everybody else is getting Christmas Eve boxes. Why aren't I getting one?
Especially if the kids go to school and share what their parents have done and what some haven't.
But yeah.
I suppose that's the way things are. You either do it, or you just appreciate others doing it, and that's it. Don't feel like you have to, and I'm not.
And because your kids are a little bit older, they're not going to expect it.
No. They'll probably see others.
Yeah.
And think, oh, my mum's not done that, but I'll do other things.
Yeah.
You know, it's not all about money.
Yeah, absolutely. Do your kids have a limit on spend?
Or yes. Yeah. More so in the past, you can't afford things, especially when, you're in a job that you're still studying, should we put it that way. I did struggle at times. So I do try and limit, because I think if you just get them whatever they want, they'll just keep expecting more.
Yeah. So, well, there's no appreciation there, is there?
Exactly. My kids are brilliant because of that, I think.
Why? Why are they brilliant?
I just show them the value. And if, again, it's about communicating with them. At the minute, kids haven't got the time, I'm building a business. Yeah. Tell them, I haven't got the money. Tell them, don't just put them off.
Yeah.
And they are. They're so thankful. It's lovely to hear when they're like, oh, thanks, Mum. Then I almost feel bad that they're really thanking me. Like, you
Why?
Don't thank me.
They're being polite.
They are. They're very polite. I know.
But they're being polite because you've taught them.
Yeah, yes.
You've taught them those manners, and then they're passing it back to you, so don't feel bad about that.
Yeah. It is nice to hear, but I said, you don't need to thank me. It's just something I want to do. So I'm finding myself treating them a bit more because I'm working hard for it.
Yeah.
And they are thankful.
So when do you finish work?
Tomorrow. No, I wish it was.
That would be, just for listeners, that would be the 26th of November.
Yeah. When you love what you do, you don't let go of it. But work-wise, as in paperwork, hopefully a couple of weeks, a week before, and have a week off.
Yeah.
But social media and keeping on top of things, looking at my emails, I'll probably look over Christmas.
Right, okay.
Because I like to. And if you tell yourself you want to do it, it's not a stress or a burden.
Yeah.
That's how I deal with it.
So it doesn't build up?
No, exactly.
Yeah.
January's not going to be too stressful then.
Yeah, I get that. There has to be some sort of boundary.
Mm-hmm.
As a person that runs their own business, and I run my own business, boundaries are really important. When you work for somebody else and I don't know, they finish on the 20th of December, you're being told that that's when you finish.
Yeah.
When you work for yourself, it is a little bit different, but there still has to be some boundaries in there. So
yeah.
Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. I mean, for me, nobody's going to contact me Christmas Eve and Christmas Day or Boxing Day.
I won't be on social media, I don't think. How hard is that? Do you still flick through social media or do you cut it off?
I wouldn't be telling the truth if I didn't say I didn't flick through. But
that's
okay.
What's going on? Yeah.
As long as I'm not spending hours on there, then I'll flick through what other people are doing.
Yeah, it's nice to see it though, isn't it? But
yeah,
you can't compare. That's the bit what people do on social media. Some people I find have to come off it.
Yeah.
I can't see it, or they get FOMO. Like there was an event I went to, ZeroCon. I don't know if you saw it.
Yeah, I did.
And some people on LinkedIn actually, because they couldn't go for whatever reason, really struggled with that.
Yeah.
Fear of missing out.
Right, okay.
And that's, I can get like that.
What was the acronym?
The
acronym? FOMO.
FOMO, fear of missing out. I don't know why I had to Google it. Like, what are they on about? FOMO? FOMO?
FOMO.
Is this some kind of street? You love it, though. He's wrote it down, by the way. Write your Christmas pizza down as well.
Yeah. In
case you forget it.
Copyright Christmas pizza before somebody else takes it.
Someone's done that already. Waitrose must have done it.
They do a Christmas sandwich.
An Asda. They must have done.
We can make ourselves rich.
I know.
Christmas pizza. Yeah. So maybe a week before, you said? So Friday is something like the 18th or 19th?
Okay, maybe not a week before. Charlotte might be listening. She'll tell me off. we're out for Christmas drinks with different business people, actually, on the Friday the 20th, is that?
I think so, yeah.
So that will probably be it.
Okay.
And then a week in between. Paperwork, don't do it.
Right, okay.
Social media, do a little bit. Emails, maybe.
Yeah.
We've got WhatsApp for business as well, so we're happy for clients. Oh, no, I'm not going to say that. Edit that. We're not happy for clients who contact us.
No. No client contact. So back to home life. Looking back on Christmas, what have you learned about Christmas going back 3, 4, 5 years, 10 years?
I learned about Christmas probably again, it's the communication, getting it out there, what you want, what you want to do. Don't follow what everyone else is doing necessarily. Yeah. It's okay to have your way.
So not doing the Christmas Eve boxes?
No, and I stuck with that. Even though I think they're lovely, though. I just think, why can you have that in now?
Yeah.
You know, we've done years without it. There's loads of things in the past you haven't done. That's it, really. Just stick with what you want and just communicate that. That's what's helped me.
How does Christmas Day pan out for you? What does it look like?
That's very traditional. You get up early, you open the presents. And then I always go and see my mum.
Yeah.
You know, sisters, family time.
Christmas dinner.
Yeah, your Christmas dinner. I won't change that. I was open to going for a curry Christmas Day dinner.
Yeah.
But they weren't, my family were like, oh no, that's ridiculous going for a curry on Christmas Day. I will do something different one year. I know I will.
Yeah.
Completely, like you've just said, what you're doing, completely different.
Yeah. Just get away from it all.
Yeah.
Like I said earlier, people get too hung up on what should be. Mm-hmm. And the hashtag is hashtag Christmas your way. And whatever that means, let go of social expectations, let's let go of cultural expectations and just do it the way you want to do it. Yeah. There is no right or wrong with Christmas.
No.
With Christmas, we invented everything that we believe in. We invented the Christmas boxes. We invented the little naughty elf that does all of that.
Yes, I didn't do any of that either.
Yeah. Because it's
really
another job.
Me at one point,
it's another job.
It's another job.
Yeah.
Can be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it's great that when people start posting about it, but I just decided not to follow suit.
Yeah.
And that's okay, I suppose.
I really like the fact that you haven't followed suit on so many of these different things. Because it feels like it's served you well.
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, you could get my kids in here and they'll be like, yeah, my mum's boring. Shouldn't do the elf. But no.
I'm sure they wouldn't say
no,
that.
Well, I don't really know. No, I don't see how I need to.
No.
I'll treat them in different ways and I've just got to think what suits my lifestyle and I haven't got time to do the naughty elf. Although Emma Holden's doing the Santa Grotto. So I'm going to get an elf arrive, I think.
I think my elf is arriving on Saturday.
Okay.
I believe at my office. I can't quite decide what to do with him yet. I think he's going to be... He'll have to be sat on one of the counselling chairs.
Yeah.
Having a counselling session.
Yeah, that's fine.
Little Elf is stressed, so he's having a counselling session with Guthrie Therapy. Do you know what you're doing with yours?
I go to every coffee shop in Newark, so he'll have to come with me. And I'll make it fun, I suppose.
Yeah.
Maybe in the office now and again. Yeah.
When he goes into an Izzy, I think he has his hair done.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I think they filmed him last year at the backwash, having his hair done.
Oh, yeah.
His hair washed, which is brilliant. So we are getting involved with the Naughty Elf, but only because we have to.
Yes, definitely.
Because we were part of that.
Yeah. And then obviously Christmas music gets played earlier and earlier nowadays.
Yeah.
Do you love the Christmas music or...?
On three occasions over the last week, so again, remembering that we're only on the 25th of November, my partner has said, Alexa, put Christmas music on. And I've got over and turned it off.
Did you?
It's too soon.
No, I have to admit, I love hearing the Mariah Carey come on. I just love it. Why not? But then you probably get sick of it in a couple of weeks.
I think that's my fear is because the earlier people do it, are they not going to get bored with it?
Overkill.
Yeah.
Mm. And we do.
I think on Boxing Day, I love that moment on Boxing Day where you go, no more Christmas songs. No more. We are done. We are done. No more Christmas. Because you can't play them on Boxing Day.
You do play it up until New Year's Eve, don't they? It seems odd.
Not in my house.
If they play it in the retail shops after Christmas Day, it feels odd for me.
Yeah. Well, it's gone.
A bit sad. Yeah, because it's gone, but they're still kind of dragging it out.
Christmas songs belong to Christmas. So once the 25th has passed, therefore Christmas songs are also put back in their box.
Yeah.
I do like Christmas songs.
Yeah.
Just not too early.
Or too late. So you still play them until the 6th of January, is it now, where you put your tree down? When are you supposed to put your tree down?
Oh, no idea. I was all go down on the 2nd.
Well, I've done it on the 1st before.
Yeah.
Night, because it's over, isn't it? Yeah. I don't know, January just doesn't feel right.
When I was young, it was 12 days before, 12 days
it
after.
It is. Traditionally,
yeah. Traditionally, yeah.
And a lot stick with that exact day in January.
Yeah.
Whereas I think New Year's Day, or the day after, like you say, the 2nd, is a nice day to start fresh.
Yeah. I sometimes think that my Christmas is tainted a little bit because I do work with a lot of people who really struggle, and I mean really, really struggle with Christmas. So there's always that area of my mind that I like Christmas. I'm not against it.
No.
But I guess I want people to be two things: more aware of their own happiness and peace at Christmas by not getting involved with social expectations, and also be more aware of people around them. Okay. So watch out for people a little bit more, because it's a time of year when the country becomes very divided.
Yeah.
It can be very, very happy and very, very sad.
Yeah.
So we end up in this divide. So
are they just bar humbugs, would you say, or do they really do struggle with it?
No, I think they struggle because of personal reasons, because of past experience, because all sorts of different reasons, because they're on their own, because they don't know where they're going.
I have moments of that. I don't think every Christmas I'm like, oh, buzzing. I'm happy because it's magical.
Yeah.
But I have my moments where I feel quite lonely.
Yeah.
And that is normal, especially when you've got people have got partners and they do family things, and sometimes I'm like, oh God, my kids aren't with me today.
Yeah.
Over Christmas, we say, for example. And I do think, what do I do with myself? Yeah. You just got to turn it around that it is what it is.
Yeah.
Make the most of it.
Yeah.
You still got to make the most of what's going on now.
Do you think that loneliness is exasperated because of Christmas?
Yes. Because you've seen us going out together, aren't you, as couples?
And
it definitely is. But this year's been the best one where I don't think like that anymore.
Yeah.
I've got loads of friends. You don't necessarily need a partner. It'd be nice.
Yeah.
But, I'm not better now.
There's always something to do.
There is.
You need to get coached.
Your own way as well.
Yeah.
To follow what everyone else is doing.
Yeah.
Or what they want.
You need to get the gym open. I once went to the gym on Christmas Day. There was a gym in Mansfield that was 24/7.
No.
I can't remember why I went. I think it's because I was on my own at the time, and I was like, I'm going to the gym. And people were like, you can't go to the gym on Christmas Day. And I was like, I'm going to the gym. That's what I want to do on Christmas Day. Before, I think I went in the morning before I was going to go somewhere else to somebody else's for dinner. And they're like, no, you can't do that. And they went, it's really sad. And I went, no, it's not sad. It's what I want to do. And if not, I'm just going to be sat at home.
You're obsessed then. They'll think you're obsessed with the gym.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that. It just means you're doing what you love.
Yeah.
It's okay. Not that I would go to the gym Christmas Day. That's probably what I wouldn't do. But I wouldn't think bad of anyone else.
No.
You need to be less judgmental on others.
Yeah. For me at that point, it was the right thing to do.
Yes. You probably wouldn't do it this year.
No. No, not at all.
Did you
say
you went?
Yeah, I went.
Good for you.
Absolutely, I went. It was the gym.
That felt odd.
The gym was 20. There was a couple of people in there. I was not on my own. This was a gym in Mansfield, and it was 24/7, and there was a couple of people in there. I was like, wow, there's people in here.
Yeah.
But I just think if that's your thing, then do it.
Yeah.
There's nothing else to do rather than sit at home than go out and do something.
Something you love.
Yeah.
Make the most of it.
Because for me, sitting at home would have been the worst thing to do at that point.
Yeah.
Because I would have dropped into this really sad place of, get me sat on my own on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
But it kept my mind entertained.
That's good. Or walks. You don't have to go to the gym. You can go for walks and ring somebody, tell them. Just say, oh, I'm feeling a bit lonely this morning, funny enough.
And yeah.
I'll talk you out of it. That's it.
You're tapping into human connection there. And that's I've got a little bit of a campaign around at the minute about human connection and how... just how we communicate with people, and I'm encouraging people to ask people how they are, but really ask how they are. Look them in the eye, and if they say, yeah, I'm fine, ask them again, no, really, how are you? Particularly if you see some changes in them. If they seem a little bit sadder or a little bit more distant, then ask them again and keep checking in on them.
Especially at Christmas, maybe more so, making more of an effort.
Yeah.
And people obviously wait to see their family at Christmas.
Yeah.
Do it with your friends.
Yeah.
So I try and see as many people, but I love that. It is nice, but it's family that's the hard bit for everyone.
Cause
especially when you've got a partner, they've got the in-laws, and then, oh, whose family do we go to? And, it's stressful, or they're going to think we're favouritism them. And so I can imagine. So I feel really lucky, but I've seen it.
Yeah.
It's stressful for people.
Well, there's two areas there. There's people that get torn to pieces because they don't know who to visit first or whether they should visit them at all.
Yes.
And I'm like, if you don't want to visit them, don't visit them.
Yeah.
You don't... Why do we feel the need to spend time with people that we don't necessarily enjoy or even like?
Yeah, because then you're dreading your Christmas.
Yeah.
I know we get one every year, but still make the most of what you've got. But what would you suggest to someone that's got the husband and wife, for example, who's and they want to go to their parents, but they want to go to their parents? Well, how do you resolve it?
I guess in the perfect world, you would do it, you would alternate it year by year.
Yeah.
What I do know about older people is that if you do something once or twice, it becomes an expectation of theirs.
100%, yeah. Oh, you go to mine every year, so that's what's happening.
Yeah. All of a sudden, it's like, that's the norm. And they're like, whoa, we only did it twice.
Yes.
So I began, but going back to something you said earlier, it's about communication.
Yeah, I'm just saying, look, we've been to yours the last two times. Do you mind this occasion we're going to go to my in-laws and I'll see you in the evening or Boxing Day? You know, you've got to just take control of it.
Give them an alternative.
A solution to it,
yeah. Yeah, give them something that they then can hold on to.
Yes, definitely. And it's about how you say it. So if you went to your husband, well, I'm not going to your, in, you know, your mum's because you, you know, you say, hi, is it, do you mind, love?
Yeah.
Can we not do it this year?
And actually, you're not really asking permission. I mean, I hear the words,
yes,
but you're not really asking permission. You're just putting it out there
in a
much nicer manner. Nice. The other side of all of that is people that don't necessarily have family around, or they are detached from their family. I was talking earlier to somebody about the meaning of family. Remember, family is not just blood. Mm-hmm. Family is much, much broader than that. Awesome. Make your own family. Connect with people. Connect with friends.
Yeah.
I don't know many people that are on their own that haven't been given or won't be given an invite from somebody. And then what you get is, well, you know, I don't want to put on them.
Yeah.
If they've invited you, they want you there. They have recognised that you may be on your own, and they have extended that.
Some people be like, oh, no one's invited me. But then kind of ask yourself.
Yeah.
Just don't, because they'll sit and wallow, no one's invited me. But I'll just say, oh, you're at home. Do you mind if I come round? So I'm not on my own.
Yeah.
They're more than happy. Sometimes they don't ask because they just don't think they've got their own lives going on. Doesn't mean they don't want to see you. And if they say no, then they're not your mate. Basically, get rid of them.
And I guess the other thing is to, because, you know, charity work is always really, it's always really empowering. And maybe if you are at a loose end on Christmas Day, offer to go and work somewhere. Offer to work in a charity somewhere. There'll be charities all over the place that are desperate for people to work on Christmas Day. So maybe give back.
Yeah.
If you do find yourself on your own, then go and do something really powerful.
Definitely. I haven't even thought of that. A lot of people don't think like that, or nowhere is open, or whatever.
I can imagine that would be really, really powerful to give back at that point.
Yeah.
To look at Christmas Day and think, oh no, I haven't been invited anywhere and I'm not going to have Christmas dinner anywhere. Whereas if you went and worked for other people, it would do a few things. It would change your perception, because you would see people in a really, really difficult place that really have no one. And you would know that you had given back at a really prominent time of the year. I wonder if people have bad Christmases because of that expectation. Because when we see it, when we see the Hallmark Christmas, masses of lights, huge turkey, loads of presents, so we take that in as a norm.
Yeah.
And if we don't experience that, we go,
it's rubbish.
Wasn't like it was in the film, was it?
Yes, exactly. Or what social media, what her down the road's done. Oh my God, that's a better dinner than mine.
Look at their turkey.
I don't think like that. You can't think like that.
No.
I see it and I think, good for them.
Yeah.
They've done it like that.
Yeah.
Brilliant. But we've done it our way. That's okay too.
Yeah.
That's how I just do it.
There is no right or wrong.
There isn't.
Because there can't be, because if there is a right or wrong, then half of us are going to really suffer from that. I went through years of eating steak on Christmas Day just to be a jolly opposite.
You like to be the opposite, yeah. Rebel.
I was like, I don't want turkey.
Yeah.
I want steak.
And that's fine.
With a pig in blanket.
Pig in blanket,
yeah.
Still. See, you've still got the tradition in there.
But only because I like it.
Yeah, it's good.
So it is absolutely about doing it the way that you want to do it.
It's okay.
Not getting caught up on social media. Social media is not real.
Mm-hmm. I'm real. Hang on a minute. But I know what you're saying.
Yeah. It's just some of those pictures, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I have never put a bad picture of myself on social media. I haven't. I haven't done that. I've never put one where I'm frowning or where I just wouldn't. So therefore, is that a true representation of where I am? If I'm feeling a little bit sad or a little bit depressed, would I put a picture of myself on social media? No, I wouldn't.
You don't want to put the negativity on there. There's a difference.
Yeah.
So if you've got hair out of place when you're doing a video, still post it. I've said that to you.
We've
had that conversation. I don't go on there and put my sad times on there, but I do have started to share videos of the struggle is real, or, you know, because everyone goes through it. Everyone sees.
Is it the journey? Successful. The journey is
the
real.
The journey is real.
God, I'll give you your hashtag.
Yeah, it is. And a few people have mentioned my hashtag. It does work. But I also, I'm not going to go on there and cry.
Yeah.
Because no one wants to see that. But they want to hear that it's hard.
Honesty.
Yes.
Authenticity.
Definitely. But yeah. Loads of businesses are successful, but they think they've just been handed it on a plate. And
yeah.
They think, oh, God, no, I won't work with them because they're amazing, you know, they're perfect. And
yeah.
It's not true.
No. Well, it's not true about life. Life isn't perfect. Christmas isn't perfect. And there will be times when things still happen at Christmas. My mum passed away at Christmas 20, 30 years ago. I can't remember now. I was about 22. But it happened.
Yeah.
Doesn't now affect my Christmas. I'm okay with it. And she got taken into hospital on Christmas Eve. She passed on the 28th. So she was in for the entire period. I still remember it. Still remember how sad it was. I still remember how sad it was that there was a pile of presents that was never opened because she just wasn't, kind of in the room. But then I chose to let go of it. Mm-hmm. Some of my family members didn't. They, every year, they would hold on to it. And I was like, no, I'm not doing that. I have a little girl. I have to be there for her.
Yeah.
So therefore, I chose to let go of it. I still remember. I still remember what happened, but the emotion has now gone because it was just unfortunate. It happened over that period.
Yeah, and I think you've done the right thing. And you know, that everyone can deal with it their own way.
Yeah.
But they would have been better off letting go as well.
Yeah.
You know that, but it's not easy for others to do the same sort of thing anyway,
yeah.
is it? We don't all think the same. It's a shame, but
yeah,
I think you did the right thing.
Yeah.
You can have the memories and smile to yourself about, you know, memories and stuff like that, but no, I agree.
So you're looking forward to the magic. What do you mean by magic? What's the magic
it's
of Christmas?
Magic. Even though the kids don't believe anymore, which I'm gutted.
Oh.
Well, not gutted. And then in the morning you think, oh, they're gonna get on lovely, aren't they? And be like, oh no, they argue still, so everything's still the same. I remember one year buying them lovely gifts for the sake of it because I wanted 15 to open each. This is what we do.
15
to open. Went upstairs, on their iPads that they've had for ages.
Yeah.
So it's like, really? But the magic is the feeling, the build-up, isn't it? You know, I pretend I believe in Santa at one point. I swear I convinced myself, even though the kids don't now.
Maybe you believe in him because you're hoping that he will deliver the presents without you having to go shopping for them or pay for them.
Lovely, but no, it doesn't happen. But
Fran, that's not going to happen.
No.
I'm sorry to break it to you, but it's really not going to happen. So you are looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Stress-wise, not too much?
Not too much anymore.
Because you're doing it your way?
Yes.
Because you've put your boundaries in place and you are not following social expectations. There is no right or wrong with expectations on Christmas. For me, it's just about making them yours.
Yes, exactly that. And being organised.
Yeah.
Because you're just putting it off and then you'll get stressed because you've got a week.
Stop spending money that you don't have. Make it doable. My sister-in-law, I'm sure she said the other week that she was, I can't remember what she said about gifts, but she had got a lot of grandchildren and they are really, really pulling back this year and just making it much simpler. And I was like, I love that. I love that. Spend time with people. And again, going back to that human connection, just be together.
Definitely. And I think people only start playing board games at Christmas, don't they, for that one day and then it's done.
Yeah.
We should do more. Even I'm guilty of that.
Yeah. 100%. Love a good board game.
Yes.
Fran Tregarico. I did say it. Thank you so much for being with us today. Do you have any lasting words of wisdom for our listener?
Lasting words of wisdom? Oh, my good God.
With regards to Christmas and making it stress-free.
Again, just do things your way, be organised. If you want to start Christmas in September and they let people laugh at you, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Still do it.
Yeah.
If you want to be organised and wrap them all up by October, do it.
Yeah.
You want to leave it till Christmas Eve and you love that buzz and the stress of it,
do
it. It's fine as well.
Yeah. Everything's okay as long as it's your way.
Yes.
Hashtag Christmas your way. So remember, these podcasts are recorded for you, the listener. We record them because you listen to them. This is a Christmas special. I think we have one more Christmas special coming up before the big day kicks in itself. If you have any subjects that we're not covering that you would like us to cover, then please contact us on 01636 678033. Or you can email us at the studio@radionewark.co.uk. You can contact me at Guthrie Therapy on Facebook. Remember, as I always say, be very, very kind to yourself, and also be really kind to everybody around you. Hashtag Christmas your way. Take care. Bye-bye. Radio New World.